I'm learning these things slowly but surely. Victory in Jesus. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his wronging, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood.
I can. I had one bullet and I stuck it in there, but I'm going to go to this one. Okay? I want to talk about sewing. Okay? About sewing. Now, my wife, she's a seamstress. She can sew. She can sew. I ripped a shirt one time. I couldn't sew it. She had to sew it. But I can sew. Because I can do what? I can sew the seed of the Word of God. Different spelling and a different action, but that's what I do, is sow seed. So, where do I sow? And what do I sow? And how do I sow? Well, let's start with what to sow. Psalm 126, verse number 6. Let's go there. Psalm 126, verse number 6. We're talking about sowing. Not with a machine. And this will be familiar whenever we get to it. Psalm 126 and verse number 6. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Now what is that? That's not sheep. That's wheat that has been sheaved up. When I was in school at Mid-Continent Baptist Bible College, where Brother Cloyd was one of my professors, and Christine knew Brother Cloyd, I worked to make money for my little family. I had a wife, and at that time had one baby, and I did square bales with the farmers. And really, that's the idea of binding up. And so, he that goeth forth bearing precious seed. What is the word of God? Precious, precious, precious seed. So go forth bearing precious seed. You will see results. You may not see it here. You'll see it there. That's what the Bible teaches us here. So we're talking about sowing. We're sowing. Precious seed. The word of God is that precious seed. Amen? It is, it is, it is. How to sow? Psalm 126, verse 5. They that sow in, anybody know?
Tears
shall reap in joy. We have to have a burden. You say, well, God's sovereign. Yes, he is. They that sow in tears. We have to have a burden. God gives a burden. He didn't save us to sit. Saved us to work. God is sovereign. Man is responsible. A responsible being. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to the elect. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. God does the saving. And that, you know, that takes... If you understand it well, it takes the pressure off. You're just doing the Lord's work. Right. It's up to Him. And we've seen people say. And it's not by some hard-nosed evangelism. It's just by getting the word out, giving them the gospel. And we have those opportunities to do that. So we... So in tears. Now, if you have your Bible, turn with me to Isaiah 32:20. Keep this verse in mind. Isaiah 32 and verse number 20. It's not a long verse, but it's an important verse. Isaiah 32 and verse number 20. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters. I'm a blessed man. Because we're sowing beside all waters. There are times we visit here at Pensacola, but y'all are getting fewer ships now. You don't get very many ships, and they don't post them. Kind of crazy, and there's a move to get rid of the port and all of that, you know. But we've got plenty to do in Mobile and Theodore and all those different things. But where to sow? Beside all waters. Every water, everywhere. Sow the seed. That's what we're to do. Beside all waters. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel again to every creature. And then... When to sow. Ecclesiastes 11 and verse number 6. Ecclesiastes number 11. Chapter 11. Ecclesiastes 11 and verse number 6. Notice what it says here. Ecclesiastes 11 and verse number 6. Is God sovereign? Absolutely. Are we responsible? Yes. Notice what it says. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, and we're going to get down to 6, or how bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. You don't know what God's going to do. I am an unlikely candidate to be here today. Very unlikely. Raised in a Josephite Mormon family. There are Brighamites and there are Josephites. The Brighamites are the bigger group. And we were Josephites. And my middle daughter is working for some Josephites right now, business. And they're very nice people. They're always kind. They always take care of you because that's the way they look to get to heaven. I remember when I came to Christ, he came to me when I couldn't go to where he was. He came to me. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even if they believe on his name. But I started learning scripture right off the bat. Matter of fact, most of the scripture I quote, I learned in Korea. After I went in the Air Force, got spent a year in Korea, and man, would just memorize scripture. But I memorized these verses soon after I was saved. I went to my uncle, who was a Mormon elder. He was sitting out in the yard under a tree. Remember those chairs? Still see them once in a while. They're metal chairs, and the back of them looks like a shell. And he was sitting out one of those chairs. Well, there was an extra chair there. I went and sat down beside him. And I said, Uncle George, I've been saved. He said, I heard you were supposedly saved. Well, I was baptized when I was 8 as a Mormon. I said, no, sir, I'm saved. I said, explain these 2 verses for me. He said, okay. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. He didn't say a word. He got up out of the chair, walked to the back of the house, went in through the back door into the kitchen, never came out. But he never accepted that message. I don't care how much religion you've got. Salvation is all of grace. You don't deserve it. Grace is getting what we do not deserve. We don't deserve it. But yet, God in His grace has shown favor on us. I was talking to my wife yesterday. I said, you know, it's been wonderful. I mean, 46 years. Hadn't been without its ups and downs. We never argue. All liars shall have their part in the lake. That's what her mama would quote. Well, of course we have our ups and downs. But she said, it's been in the will of God. He buried me in the will of God. I don't look much better than I did. Well, anyway, she didn't get much. I was the winner. But God knows and He cares and He puts things together, and it's just wonderful to see Him work. So wonderful. So wonderful. So here we find when to sow. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 6. We're finally going to get there. And we could have got into John chapter 3. The wind bloweth where it listeth and all of that. It's just wonderful, isn't it? But here, in Ecclesiastes 11, 6, in the morning sow thy seed. When are we to sow? In the morning. Well, that gives us the rest of the day off. Wait a minute. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. Morning? Evening? I think noon and night are in there in a way. Withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not what shall prosper. I'm so happy just to get the Word of God out on the ships. Because I don't know what will prosper. I know the Word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. We get some of our scripture through bearing precious seed. They follow the received. Bible Literature Missionary Foundation, Shelbyville, Tennessee. BEAMS, Bible Education Missionary Service. We're very careful about that. Why? Because we do not want a watered down presentation of the gospel.
Right.
We do not want that. So, in the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike. We don't know.
Right.
So I leave it with him. After I was saved, I got into a group that if you weren't baptizing 200 a year, you were a dirty dog, and you didn't do right, and you didn't have any this and that and the other. And it just kind of discouraged me. But then, as I grew in the doctrines of grace and grew in seeing God's plan, listen, I'm just a servant. I can't save anybody. And I don't need notches on my gun. I just need to preach the word. If you're here today without Christ, He is the answer. He is the answer. There's no other way. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. What did He do for us? Well, the gospel is how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and that He was buried, and how that He rose again the third day according to scripture. I use that, Brother Bud, more on the ships than anything else. What do they need to hear? That Christ died for sinners. He was buried, but the grave could not hold Him. And on the third day, He arose. And it is in Him that we have life and have it everlasting.
Amen.
Everlasting.
That's good.
Brother Bud, God bless y'all.
Thank you.
Glad to be here with you.
We thank you, Brother Cecil. That was great. We praise the God that dwells within you. He is in control.
Amen.
I tell you, we do preach the gospel. The same God that said, "Come unto me," said, "Go ye."
Amen. Amen.
That's on a sign up the road here if you happen to go that way. What a Savior.
Amen.
We're very pleased to have y'all with us. I guess we're about ready to go eat. We praise the Lord for Amen. Each of you. And we thank Him for this time. And we certainly have you folks in our prayers. And we certainly will support you in prayer. And we know that God is in control.
Yes.
And we are just His servants.
Amen.